Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's catch up with the team from Orange 360. Ellen Harris is with us this morning. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Into it for another week. More wet weather on the horizon. But let's talk about the wine festival. It's coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so close now. You can feel it. I think people shouldn't. We spoke about it last week. Don't sit on your hands. Get in, get tickets. Don't let the wet weather dampen your spirits, because I'm sure October will come good for an absolutely sensational festival.
I appreciate and like your optimism with regard to the weather. If you want a book, you can just get online, orange360.com.au. There is a huge program this year and plenty to go along and enjoy. Now, Molong Show has been postponed from Sunday to a date in the future, but there are a couple of great events coming up this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of weather not dampening the spirits, Lyndhurst and Canoundra. So great to see the Blaney and Cabong councils out with their regional show trails. Another great reason to get out around our region and hopefully enjoy the drive. Obviously, canola's out now, so that always makes for a spectacular showing as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Canoundra shows this weekend, and as we mentioned on the show, Lyndhurst Community Country Fair, that is happening this Sunday at the Lyndhurst Showgrounds. It's going to be absolutely huge, and well done, as you said, to Cabond and Blaney Councils for getting behind that. And well done to Orange City Council and Jam Orange, because this weekend all the venues around town are going to be alive with music.
Yeah, I think it's been a concerted approach from Orange Council and engaging with the industry, which is fantastic to see. Obviously, from our perspective, get out, support local, and there's just so many venues offering up fantastic live artists and great offerings with it. So live and local, definitely something to get behind. And if the weather sets in, well, there's plenty of our great, fantastic venues with fireplaces and something to warm the cockles.
Yeah, absolutely right. Jam Orange on Facebook would be the place to see who's playing where and when. I know I've got a spot. I think it's 4 o'clock at the Royal Hotel. Anyway, there's plenty that's going to be going on right around the region. And as always, for all information, you can head to orange360.com.au. And I'm with Ellen Harris from Orange 360. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Neil.